Finally, this hour, take a guess. What year was this song released?
I unpack my chest for you. Do everything that you want me to. Can't believe I give you all my love. What in the world was I thinking of?
1967, maybe? 1971? Well, how about 2010? This song is from the latest album by Lila James. She's a singer whose heart is in a bygone era of American music. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, it's not so easy to be an old soul in a hip-hop world.
Lila James even looks like she belongs in another decade.
She looks like she would be dancing on Soul Train in 1975.
Stephanie Williams, music director of the Tom Joyner Morning Show, is talking about the cover of Lila James' latest CD. James has these white, over-the-knee boots on, and her hair is huge, bigger than Chaka Khan's ever was.
Why you stressing? Why you worry about it? Well, there's a will, there's a way all around it. If you can't change it, just forget all about it. Let it roll.
Lila James sounds like the kind of singers Stephanie Williams used to see in smoky clubs in Memphis when she was growing up.
Her voice has this wisdom to it. It's like her voice has lived a life that she has yet to live, you know.
Just let it roll and let it go, let it go. Just let it roll.
This kind of neo-soul is not exactly the stuff radio hits are made of these days. So support from the Tom Joyner Morning Show was a major boost to Lila James' career. Tom Joyner reaches about 8 million people daily, and it's an older crowd. Stephanie Williams says their urban AC, or adult contemporary format, is right for artists like James.
They have to come over to the grown folks' side a lot of times, to the urban AC side, where they can get the exposure, you know, that they need, and grown people can listen to grown people's music without, you know, the hip-hop and the things we have out there right now on our kids' iPods.
Lila James says most of the rest of the people in the music business haven't known what to do with her. In 2005, she was signed to Warner Brothers, a major label. It started out well. Her first CD was a tribute to some of the soul stars of the 1960s and 70s. In her song, Music, she names some of her heroes, Aretha, Chaka, Gladys.
Somebody play on the guitar string. Makes me think of my favorite songs. Reminds me when I heard Aretha sing. Gladys, Tina, and Chaka Khan. We can't go back to yesterday, but can we just put the thongs away?
We can't go back to yesterday, but can't we just put the thongs away? Lila James.
You don't have to be butt naked in your videos or whatever to sell your soul to sell a record.
For other artists, being on a major label would have been a triumph. But for James, it didn't turn out that way.
They didn't really know what to do with me. You know, I'm a soul singer, black artist, and Warner really wasn't known for that type of music.
Lila James' new CD is on Stax, a smaller label that was once home to such soul icons as the Staple Singers and Otis Redding.
Stax, being that it's a legendary soul label, the whole process of recording the album in itself was like smooth sailing. They get it. They get a soul voice.
'Cause when you leave me, babe, I'm thinking
Stax has been pretty much dormant since the early 1980s, until the Concord Music Group bought the label in 2004 and relaunched it. A spokesperson for the company said they'd like to help artists develop their careers rather than chase hit-driven radio formats. But Lila James says she'd be just fine with a radio hit. And here's another challenge for a soul artist in the 21st century. It's hard to top those great songs from the 1960s and 70s.
You take an Al Green record like or something by Marvin Gaye, when you hear those timeless records, there's not too much that can compare to that kind of stuff.
So Lila James doesn't mind doing covers of those songs in her concerts. No doubt she'll do some tonight when she performs at the Tom Joyner Family Reunion in Orlando. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
It's been a long,
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.